Victims always resist the abuse. I'm Barbara Roberts. This is a chapter from my second interview with Don Hennessy, published on YouTube.
I follow the people who are at response-based practice, and they've worked in the area of interpersonal violence, abuse and adversity and depression for a long time. And they elucidate and honour the victims' responses to the abuse, because they say wherever there's abuse, the person being abused resists the abuse. Now, that example you gave of the woman going to the church and wishing the meteorite is a response that she made in the privacy of her own mind.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's often the only place where the victim of abuse can respond in a way that kind of reminds her of her dignity.
Yeah,
and affirms that she is a worthwhile person.
One of the things I express a theory about is the idea that the woman actually hides herself, that she goes back into her own intuition but doesn't share it with the world anymore. She is not allowed to when she did it originally in the relationship. And within a few years, she actually slips away from the world. Her reality changes. And the only place that she really exists is in her own intuition, which is silenced by his voice. So like you say, they have these thoughts, which they don't want, they don't ever express. They need to hide them. And that's the problem.
Brought to you by Barbara Roberts. Find me on Substack, my blog, cryingoutforjustice.blog, and my YouTube channel, Barbara Roberts Crying Out for Justice. Find my book at notunderbondage.com or Amazon. Thank you for listening.